As part of the Kick 2020 Out the Door special event, this is the interview with Blue Movie. Before you listen, here's a quick message from the founder of Itzya Radio, Corey Lejeune.
Hey, it's Corey Lejeune from Itzya Radio. I really hope you enjoyed the first co-broadcast between Itzya Radio and Cyber FM. What you're about to listen to is a piece from the Kick 2020 Out the Door special, and it's the interview JT did with the band Blue Movie. We hope you enjoy it. Make sure you check out the rest of Kick 2020 Out the Door, available on the IYR archive and in the Cyber FM app for iOS and Android. Enjoy.
All right, we are back, and I've got some friends on the line. Blue Movie, this band has been with Cyber FM now for 13 years. Tony, Lisa, you guys are on, right?
Yeah. What's going on, James?
What's it been? 12 years? Probably 13?
It's been a while. I lost count, but it's definitely been a while.
I'd say about 12. That's about right.
That sounds accurate.
Because I remember hooking up with James like prior to Blue Movie with I Despise. So How did that happen?
I don't think we talk about I Despise too much.
No, yeah, you're right.
It's like you're on my lap and stuff, you know. It was wild.
Wow. So just to save Tony, let's fast forward to Blue Movie, shall we?
Let's skip to homoerotica and go to
there was a little bit of tongue going on, and James didn't actually shave that well that day.
You know, Tony, you're not supposed to kiss and tell. You know?
Okay.
I'm not a whore.
Yes.
Yet.
You're
you still owe me two Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right.
So Blue Movie's a wild band. You guys are not even really, I wouldn't say, you started off as a band, but now you're more of an ecosystem, right? With video and your
comic
live shows.
And, yeah, it really has taken on a life of its own, I guess, is really the best way to explain it.
And jockstraps.
And what?
And jockstraps. I have no idea. I thought we weren't talking about the I Despise days anymore, Town. Yeah.
I don't think Lisa wears jockstraps unless it's you know at home privately.
Yeah, you know, only every other Saturday. I cut it down every other Saturday.
When you're kicking the crap out of somebody in boxing, right? You've got bigger biceps than Tony.
It's true. That's how I keep him at bay.
So
when we're in public, and he's going to say something. I give him that look, and I make the fist, and all of a sudden he cowers down.
And you're the drummer, right? So
yes,
having drumsticks on hand at any given time, you actually get the extra 6 inches or so to hit them.
Oh yeah, it's never an issue. And then if you can't reach, you can always just toss the stick. That always works too.
Toss the stick right in the eye. Oh my!
Yeah, but I do my Matrix move and stuff. I just move out the way like Kenny Reeves does, like in Matrix, kind of like just coming at me and like last minute.
Well, Lord knows you've had enough practice, so I'll give him that.
Yes.
So, yeah. Long Island, New York is where you're from, which is where I'm from. How you doing?
Yeah.
And I try not to talk like you people, you know what I mean?
Oh,
but I do.
You're not going to be able to help it, James. You're not going to be able to help it.
I can't control it no more. So the... we met back then. We met when Cyber FM was literally rack servers in the back of a deli.
Yes, I remember.
I mean, that was not cool. But, you know, we did what we had to do.
We all got to start somewhere, you know?
Times were tough.
Got nice sandwiches back there.
Come have your song played and have yourself a roast beef sandwich at the same time.
Exactly.
Such a New York thing.
Yeah. This is true, right? Who brought the hot dogs? But so now, fast forward, you guys are albums in, right? Now you, what,
yeah.
Three or four?
Like four? We're going on to the fifth, right?
Right.
I counted four.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going on to the fifth.
So fifth, and that's what we're going to premiere right now, right? We're going to premiere
a
release from the fifth album.
Yeah, it's actually, it's going to be the first tune released for this album. So we're pretty psyched to have you release it for us.
That's like the circle of life.
Lisa, should we say the name of the album or shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck, I'm going to get in trouble anyway by other people, not to mention who they are, but you say it either, guy.
So a while ago, prior to this whole pandemic and coronavirus and all this other shit, Tony and I came up with this album name called Stir Crazy. And we were going to call one of our other albums that. And we're like, you know what? I like the name, but it just kind of doesn't fit the situation, doesn't kind of fit the times. And then during, you know, quarantine and everything else, when Tony and I were bouncing ideas around and we were writing new music, we were both like, you know what? I can't think of a better time to release the album Stir Crazy, because that's literally what we were feeling like, and I'm sure the rest of the world. So the new album is, we're finally going to use the title of Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy.
Yeah.
And here's a question that I admit I've gotten confused in the past. Mm-hmm. There's a whole black film portion.
There is, yes.
So is
yes.
It, when you, do I refer to you now as Blue Movie, or is it Black Film Blue Movie? Like on social media, what are we Googling besides Tony Paris underwear?
Blue Movie. So the website is bluemoviemusic.com.
Okay.
And
except I want to jump in there really quick.
Yeah,
it's bluemovie.com, except certain social media sites like Fartbook, okay,
yes,
will not allow you to actually access anything with the words blue and movie, even though it's a band, as you probably realized earlier, James, because I couldn't even send you the link, because they refer back to the porn, let's say, you know what I'm saying, the porn industry thing for whatever reason.
For Andy Warhol, yeah.
For Andy Warhol, even though it's not the case, but all of a sudden we've come so socially correct, or incorrect, I should say, in this world of whatever the hell we are, that you cannot have a band called Blue Movie or put it on social media, at least on Facebook, or even Instagram.
Instagram blocked it too, yeah.
Yeah, they really? Block. I mean, in other words, they block. Yeah, if we put it on a sort of like on our masthead or anything like that, then we are blocked also. Like, we couldn't receive messages because we were part of the thing. We couldn't. I'm like, what the F? And nobody tells you anything. Like, you know, this is like, I can't get a message. I can't post anything. I go, neither can I. And everybody in the band, the same thing, yeah. Neither can I. Then come to realize the second we changed Blue Movie from, like, you know, the page, and we did it for Blue Movie Music, and all of a sudden, like, we got out of jail. So that's something to tell you about, you know, our social media standards in this, you know, day and age right here. Freedom of speech, nothing. It's not even
you
a matter
anymore.
Of freedom of speech. It's just like, dudes, I mean, what the, whatever. You know what, we're getting too serious now. I don't want to get serious. But anyway, yeah.
Well, I got shut down
music.
By Twitter. You know, I had
yeah, you
caused,
were saying.
I'd caused a little controversy, and I was going to get sued by Bill Pulte and Jack Dorsey. And chances are, Jack is listening, because we've caught him listening in the past. I live rent-free in Jack Dorsey's head. How you doing, Jack? And so they sued me for $20 million. But just ironically, only $20 million. Yeah. What's 20? Oh, what's a couple
just,
of houses?
Just write the check and be done with it, James. My God.
I know. I'm such
Come
a sheep
on,
bastard.
Really? Come on.
So this guy, he says to me, this is defamation. He hired Hulk Hogan's lawyer. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And I said to myself, holy shit, this guy, Hulk Hogan's lawyer, he got Hulk Hogan like $26 million for Gawker. And I had said to Hulk Hogan's lawyer, and I made the hashtag Hulk Hogan's lawyer trend on Twitter. And I said, funny thing about defamation and slander, it doesn't count when it's the fucking truth. And they did, like, they responded to me once with, like, sorry to have wasted your time. So, they did get the upper hand. So Bill Pulte rolls over in bed with Jack Dorsey and says, well, if I can't sue him for $20 million, can you just kill his Twitter? And they killed my Twitter. I lost.
Did they?
I lost 130,000 followers.
Oh, jeez.
I lost my famous needed blue check mark. I'll never get that again. And, that he knew, I was like, you may have lost that lawsuit, but you did win this war. Like, I had to concede. That killed me.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. I'm empathetic to what you're going through. These guys are controlling social media, and we're being told what we could do.
Yeah.
And it's I should be able to post to bluemoviemusic.com right on Facebook.
Right.
The little search engine optimization preview, the whole nine. It should work. But
right.
Which is fine, James, if you want to Google it, but it's all of the platforms that have like most of the control, like Facebook, Instagram, things like that. And I guess this is a good time to also mention, because of, you know, everything going on with that and the way that social media is turning and working these days, come 2021, it's already a done deal, but we haven't officially put out the announcement yet. We're going to be working with Chainlinks Media. Okay. Which is a company that deals with branding. They deal with social media on many platforms. They have a variety of specialties. And so we've been working over the past couple months with them, and we finally have everything in order. And come 2021, Chainlinks Media is going to be our, maybe like the social media head or our collaboratives, however you want to say it. So hopefully that will help kind of get around a lot of what's going on. So that's kind of the hope.
And unfortunately, I think that the future is permanently remote, right?
Absolutely.
Socially
Absolutely.
Distanced. And social media is going to be a key. Your concerts, I would assume, are going to have to be well thought out in terms of sort of like, you know, CyberFM's radio. But maybe if you guys are throwing together, you know, Zoom concerts or however that works, mm-hmm. that's your future. It's all of our future.
Yeah. Oh, man, that totally sucks.
Yeah.
You know
I mean,
why? Because it just sucks because of the fact that, like, we are blessed to have a big enough rehearsal studio that's actually bigger than some of the actual, like, clubs that we played, if you know what I mean, here in New York. But right. Not to put anybody down. But for us, we would just go, like, Facebook Live sometimes, or go live with YouTube, and just for our own, like, you know, just to be able to see, you know, before we go out and play shows, etc. So now we've been doing that for years, and now it's like we're gonna go and do that just because there's nothing else we can't do. It's like it just completely totally sucks, and I really hope that that's not gonna be the case, because I don't know, man. I don't know if I could. It's like it's totally different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally different. Basically.
There's a learning curve involved. Luckily,
it is, definitely.
You've had experience with online broadcast for years, so.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You should be ready.
Exactly. I remember Lisa's like, will you stop posting that shit? Nobody's going to come to the shows. I'm like, why? I saw a boss take it down. She's like, dude, we're going to go on tour like the next day. You're like posting live shows in the studio. You know, now
I
it's
know.
Like, what do we post something live? Like, no, it sucks. It's boring. Why should we do it?
Yeah.
You know?
So and it's hard because you really have to think outside the box, and that's one of the reasons why we're collaborating with Chainlinks. It's not just about using the social media platforms that are out there as they are, but it's a matter of, you know, putting minds together and thinking, okay, so we see what the wave of the future is going to be, you know, as of right now. So how do we work with this? How do we create something different? How do we go outside the box and not do what everyone else is doing? And I think that's really the goal for Blue Movie for 2021.
I think we're going to do like collaborations with CyberFM and just post a lot of shit on there. That'll be the end of
there
that.
There you go.
And Facebook, and that's it, you know, and everybody else.
And Tony. Tony, by the way.
I got the solution. Thank you.
Leave it to me to cough on air. Tony used to say mainstream for the underground, MFTU, used to stand for motherfucker, thank you.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's what I thought. No, that's exactly. I was like, this is awesome, motherfucker, thank you. He's like, no, Tony, it's mainstream. I'm like, no, it's motherfucker, thank you. He's like, no. I'm like, all right, we'll change it. Now we're going to change it.
It's going to wind up going viral, no. Right? Motherfucker, thank you.
Motherfucker, thank you, yeah.
So the,
I still
and that was very Miles exactly. Kennedy of you, man, right there. Yeah!
But, yeah!
Remember Rockstar, Miles Kennedy?
Oh, my God, dude. You know what? Do I ever.
Tony.
It's like, oh, yeah, at the end of that movie, it's like such a freaking, it's crazy looking at that shit, because I told people, like, yo, man, I lived through this shit, so I kind of, like, get it. And then, you know, at the end, Miles Kennedy going, ah!
Right.
You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is Marky Mark, that, you know, which I happen to like Marky Mark, but he was kind of like a douchebag, and that he actually, I remember seeing something when that movie came out. He goes, yeah, I took vocal lessons. He goes, for like 6 months or something before doing this. I'm like, dude, you couldn't even hit one of those effing notes that this dude hits if you tried your whole entire life, 10 lifetimes.
I think there's a trivia question that in the whole movie, Miles Kennedy, who is an extra at the end, was the only right. performer that actually sang anything. Like everything was verve pipe and.
It was a guy from Steelheart.
Steelheart.
The hell his name is. Yeah, Steelheart.
And then at the end, you got the future of Alter Bridge over there. That's pretty cool.
That's correct. That's
but the reason right. I brought it up, we diverged. Yeah. We moved over. We used to call, you know, you were like the original MFTU artists, and where you're talking about adapting 21st century, we are doing the, and I'm sure you've seen, we're diving into that blockchain world, you know, because it's not just crypto with Bitcoin. The blockchain technology represents transparency and irreversible actions. You can't get robbed in theory. Like if mm-hmm. you deserve a dollar and somebody right. takes a nickel from you, you go, look, clearly right here, you took the nickel and I deserve a dollar. So right. we're creating a performance rights organization on the blockchain. All artificial intelligence and all cryptographic. And we've created our own coin, just like everybody else has. Everybody has. But, you know, we have a real use case. You're going to like to see our new system because you're going to be able to skirt that social media issue that you have that you're talking about. And when we get off the air, I'll have to send you the links. You'll be able to create your own page in the MFTU world for our fans. And you automatically get a cryptocurrency wallet assigned to you. Or if your manager runs it, he'll have the wallet and, you know, good luck with that. But it is what it is, right? So you'll get your wallet for where the payments get dispersed to. And inside that same system, you'll release a song. You'll upload it. It's automatically going to go to CyberFM. And we have some other radio networks like West Loves East and It's Your Radio. Boston's Best, there's a whole bunch of them. Not just CyberFM anymore for MFTU. But your music will automatically get distributed out there, and you'll get payment, even though it's cryptocurrency, you're going to have to learn about it. You'll get those payments automatically every month, and you're also going to have your own page.
Oh, wow.
Anything that you tweet, your Twitter will be there on that page, your Instagram, your Facebook. You could blog. Kind of like, remember MySpace back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
So yes, it would be like, you would have like the Blue Movie page in the, what we're calling It's Your Radio world. You'll be getting paid.
Right.
And you'll be able to, you'll be in control of your own content. And I think what Lisa was talking about with going to Chainlink is you guys seem like you're a prime candidate for what we're saying is decentralization. Right?
We
have to manage our own risk and be in control.
That's right.
So I'm really, I'm excited that 12 years later, we had no idea what we were doing 12 years ago, at least on my side. Now I'm like, hey guys, look what you could do. You could do this. And you're like a prime candidate. You know you're like, fuck the man.
Yeah, all for that shit. You know what? And everybody's like, I mean, if it wasn't for music, I would never be on freaking Facebook. But now, even, you know, and now I have absolutely no reason
Agreed.
To be on freaking Facebook. With all this, I'm like, fuck it. It's a bunch of horseshit. And not for nothing. Listen, I don't want to bring up the Facebook and Instagram because they're the same freaking people, the same jerk-offs that are on it, you know? And you know what it is? It's like, it's so pathetic to look at it. It's like so horrible and so like predictable.
It's not fun anymore.
I wish it would bring back MySpace. Okay? Honestly, I'll play out straight out. I wish the MySpace would come back and
petition to bring back MySpace.
Yeah, bring back MySpace and freaking Napster, man, the way that it used to be and shit.
Well, call me Cripple Tom.
But yeah, yo, James, absolutely, man. You know what? 110%, we're here to support anything that's different than this freaking, I don't know what I want to call this.
Of course.
Pre-boxed bullshit. That's what it is. Wait, this PBB, pre-boxed bullshit, okay? Yeah, let's get rid of the PBBs, man.
Now,
it sucks.
There's a whole other thing, too, I noticed. I think I personally had an issue trying to... You guys have not just music also, but you're doing comics?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know about comic books. I want to know... Is this a thing? Is this a part of the...
Well, what happened was... I'll start it off and Lisa can cap it off. What happened was...
Yeah, go ahead.
We... with the inception of Blue Movie, okay, we had a couple of, with one of your favorite songs, which is Murder Will Out, okay, when we put that out, immediately we were approached by a couple of people that were like, listen, man, we want to do this video for Murder Will Out. And I think I keep repeating myself with this story, but it's actually kind of a funny story. So I'm like, all right, it was like some guys, what was the name of that? It's a college in the city where they do like the Film Institute, okay? And they came over, they're like, listen, you know, we heard the song, we want to do the, you know, we want to do the video. And I'm like, okay, cool. As long as there's chicks and there's this shit and like, you know, stripper poles, like, no, we want to do an Edgar Allan Poe kind of a, you know, Edgar Allan Poe kind of a thing here, you know, like a modern day exorcism. I'm like, yeah, but there's no chicks. They're like, listen, we're doing it. I'm like, no, you're not. They're like, look, we're paying for it. I'm like, shut up, they said. I'm like, okay, we're doing it. Well, that brought us into the world. They released that video, and that brought us into the world. Next thing you know, we were approached by a bunch of, like, comic writers, et cetera. The next thing you know, we were at Comic-Con, like, 2 months later, showcasing the video, showcasing the first comic. And what happens is the comics follow, basically, the storylines of every single release and every character. So that we're the characters in the comic books, and what happens in our music transfers also into the comics and into the video. So they all go in line. So every single release, 8mm Love Songs, okay, has a storyline. The Illusions of Technicolor has a storyline. The other one, Synthetic 3, has a storyline, etc. Broken Machines and whatever. So now is it a storyline in the comic, but it's also storylines that also bleed into the video. So, you know, you're reading the comics, but they all actually, you know, follow a story from beginning, continuum. It's not like different stories for every single release. It's like actually a continuum from day one. So you would have to actually read the very first comics from the, you know, the early releases to know what's going on up to right now.
It's like The Walking Dead.
Take it from there, Lisa.
Well, it's the first book. I think one of the stories in there is what sparked. But yeah, I have to give credit to there were many different artists in the first comic book. There were I think 5 or 6 different artists, and they did their own depiction of what they thought was Blue Movie. So it's pretty cool because they're it's, you know, through their vision. So some of them are more like one of them. It's like I forget exactly, I don't know how to say this, but like the way that we're drawn is so different depending on which artist, you know, went ahead and did a story in it. And again, that's something that's interesting. If, you know, I think we might have it on our website if you want to check that out. And I think one of the stories from there is what then went ahead and carried throughout, you know, started that storyline. And Tony's right, it parallels through the music, through the videos, but it also parallels through real life as well. I mean, Blue Movie, I mean, we've been together for quite some time, but we've, you know, we've had a rotation of members and so on and so forth, and it just wouldn't make sense if they just all of a sudden weren't in a comic book. So as it parallels real life, we went ahead and wrote them off, so to speak. And then whenever we had somebody new enter the band, they were written in. So not only does the comic follow the music videos, but also parallels real life. So if you're curious, like, oh, where did this person come from? Where did this one go? If you want to, you know, read the fictitious story of it, you can actually find that in the comic books.
So when you kill someone off, like a soap opera character, that means something happened, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Sure. Exactly. They exit stage right. They exit stage right.
Joey fell down the elevator.
Something like that. And, you know, it's all about continuity. Things have to make sense. You can't just constantly be all over the place. There has to be a fluidity, and there has to be, you know, some kind of continuity. So everything ties together. And we do our best to make sure everything is pretty well thought out. So your comic books are tying to your music videos, which are tying to your music, which are also tying to real life. So we do our best to try and make, right, yeah, and then right into the live shows. So we try and make it make as much sense as possible, especially being that we have so much going on. You know, the easier it is to follow, I think the more enjoyable it becomes.
I think it's really interesting that it really is like an ecosystem, as opposed to some band selling CDs, right? Back in the day, it was buy my CD. Now it's like come party in a multimedia experience, and if you're bored, you can read. I mean, that's a lot of different
pretty much
forms of media.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, in this day and age, you have to think about it, right? It's not like it used to be. It's you're not just going to be like, hey, you know, buy my CD and hey, this is going to be great. There's so, especially now, there's so many artists, there's so many bands, there's so many people that want to be heard that it's important that you kind of sit back and go, okay, I get it. But like, what is going to separate us from everybody else? What's something that we could do different that maybe hasn't already been done that'll really, you know, really separate, you know, the girls from the women and the boys from the men, and really try and think about what it is and what the next step could be in, you know, in that ecosystem, as you refer to it. And this way it's not the same thing over and over and over again. You know, because I can't think of how many times if it comes up and people are like, oh, I heard you're a drummer. Like, that's cute. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, wonderful.
And they're like, so do you play locally? Like, where do you play? And I'm like, well, we just came back from Europe and Colombia. And then all of a sudden it becomes, oh, okay, different scenario. Okay, then people want to know more about what you do, because that in itself kind of separates, you know, you from a lot of other bands that haven't gotten to that point. And then, you know, then you're like, all right, great. Well, what can we do next that other bands haven't done? Well, let's release comics. Let's go to Comic-Con and be our own character. You know, let's try and incorporate this into a live visual show for people to follow from the music videos and the comic books. So it's really important to think about what that next step is going to be and what you're going to do to make yourself different from everybody else. What's going to make you stand out as a musician and a band?
We have to talk offline. I have a million ideas on your comic book idea. It's mind blowing. It really is. I'm not even bullshit. I'm not even like trying to jerk your chain. It's unheard of. It's new. It caught my attention.
I would love to hear your ideas too.
Yeah, it's crazy that you would, like I said, print, video, audio. There must be one more that you can even accomplish, I would bet. We'll figure that out.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, if we haven't done it yet, come up with it. We're pretty open.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the next step,
basically. And all our listeners are all computer geeks and tech nerds, and they'll have you tokenizing your comics and with royalty tracking. That's a lot.
Yeah,
of,
I mean, look,
a lot
I mean,
there.
for anybody who has any interest, you know, Blue Movie's a pretty open-minded band, and we really invite ideas from others and thoughts. And so if there's anybody out there interested in, you know, editing or, you know, doing music videos or doing comics, or message us through Facebook, which Tony loves so much. You can hit us up directly through our website, which is, again, is bluemoviemusic.com. And yeah, true. So it's not so monitored, but I mean, anybody who finds our band, you know, of interest, you know, that's great. I mean, we're really down to hear. There's so many people out there with so many good ideas that we haven't even tapped into yet. And if, you know, you're out there and you want a shot at something or you want your idea heard, I mean, man, we're down. Just hit us up through our website.
It's very green jelly of you, right? What does green jelly have, like 150 members?
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Green Jelly. I didn't know they had that many members, but I know who they are.
So you can become an official member of Green Jelly. They have like 150 official band members.
And oh, Jesus.
It's unique, and it's a very ICP, Juggalo, cult following. It works. So yeah, bring your fans in. Make them draw.
Absolutely.
Make them contribute.
And another thing that currently we're looking to do is we had an amazing bass player, David, as of late, and David's from Colombia. And with everything going on with, you know, with the pandemic and quarantine, he's been spending a lot of months in Colombia, and then he'll come back here for like maybe 1 or 2 months and then go back. So it's been pretty taxing. So at this point, we're kind of looking for a full-time bassist who's here and, you know, can write, record, and eventually, hopefully, you know, once the world allows, tour again. So, and again, you know, like we're totally open. So that's something we're definitely looking for. So if you're a bassist out there, you dig our music and find yourself local to New York or willing to travel, again, you know, we love ideas and we love open minds. We love fresh blood. So something else we are indeed looking for.
And that's pretty cool too. Right. So I was going to bring up the, and I'm going to wrap up so that we can actually get your music out. But I was personally, forget about radio and all that, I was a fan of PJ. Mm-hmm. You guys,
yeah.
PJ was lining up, and I have Murder Will Out, And there's one other one. I actually have it queued, but it's at the tip of my tongue. What was it? It was definitely Murder Will Out. And then Chaos and Order. Chaos and Order. Well.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't heard that one in ages.
Oh, my God. No. I'm the boomer fan,
holy
right?
Cow.
I'm the old fan. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to – so we can wrap up, though. We want to talk about The Hook. Tell me about The Hook, and then I'm going to play Murder Will Out after we premiere The Hook.
Yeah,
and by the way, as we're talking about PJ, really quick, I was going to throw this in there. We are working again with PJ for some release, some specific release. And it's
top secret release.
Top secret release.
And well, I'm still his friend on Facebook, so.
Oh, he's an awesome guy.
It's going to be something unusual again, a very unusual thing for us, musically, etc., which will probably absolutely debut. Over on James's show right here, you know, for the motherfucker.
Oh, for sure. Right. Absolutely.
Well, motherfucker, thank you.
I was just going to say that.
You're destroying my corporation single-handedly.
So go ahead. The Hook. Go ahead, Lisa.
The Hook.
So The Hook was something that originally Tony and I went into the studio and we were just, it came out of nowhere, which most of our favorite songs, I think, happen that way. And we created this song that was total rock. And I went in, and I laid down the drums. And then we listened back and, you know, following the same train of thought this whole interview has been about, Tony looked at me and said, okay, so this is rock. This is great. This is what we usually do. But how can we take this to the next level? And I said, you know, I can totally dig a more electronic vibe. And Tony goes, I'll tell you what, you trust me to just kind of do little finagling with it. I said, absolutely. So Tony went home and he, you know, dropped it into Logic and.
Oh, she dropped there for a minute. Tony, take over. Tony, take over.
All of a sudden he came back. He's like, all right, check it out.
Wait a minute. We dropped you.
Now we have this rock song.
Oh,
man.
Did we lose her? All right, I'm jumping in now. All right. So yeah, I took it home. And
that all of a sudden,
oh, Lisa, you're back.
I don't think she knows that you're stepping
like,
on her.
Like,
does she know that I'm stepping on her? Lisa.
No, I haven't been saying a word. I'm you guys are going in and out.
This is what makes COVID perfect.
Right? Oh, sorry.
So
go ahead.
I got you now.
I got you now.
Now we're good. We're all synced up now. Yeah. Oh,
I'm not going to move. Go ahead.
It's like rabbit ears, right? Put your arm up.
Get the tinfoil.
Get the tinfoil. We lost you around, Tony. Where did we lose her?
We lost her about me bringing it back after I took it home.
Yes. So, all right. So Tony pretty much took it home. He put the Tony magic on it, and he brought it back. And he's like, all right, what do you think about this? And he played it back. And it was still my drums, but he added all these synths and gave it a totally different feel. And I was like, this is it. It gave me chills. I'm like, this is going to be the wave of the new album. And so we went ahead and we forged forward and we finished the song. And then we're like, how great would it be to have a really awesome solo by someone else? And our friend happens to be Dave Sabo, you know, Snake from Skid Row. So we reached out to Snake and we're like, hey, check out the song that we have. If you dig it, we would love for you to do a solo. And he loved it. And he like laid a solo down to it. And it sounds fucking incredible. I'm so happy to have, you know, Tony's idea of making it something different and then having the touch of Snake on the album. It really is a great start, I think, to this new album.
And that's pretty cool that you got a name attached to it, right? Because through a relationship, so
yeah,
you know, hey, if four or five of his fans come over and hear it, then that's five more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And anything he plays on has to be pretty hot, right? So
I mean, it was the solo was awesome.
He sent the solo over. He goes, Tony, I really hope it's what you think. I'm like, you know, let me check it out. So I actually played it in there, and I'm like, I sent it back to him. And I'm like, should I send it back? Might send it back, but I didn't even ask him what he thought. I'm like, I'll leave it off.
I did. I sent it to him. I did. I sent it to him. Yeah. He loved it.
Tony, well, what did you do to my shit?
Oh, he said, sounds killer.
Awesome. But I also, aside from that, prior to doing the hook, when this whole quarantine stuff started, you know, every jerk off band, including us, we're doing quarantine sessions. So we did, you know, we started doing some shit from like Depeche Mode. We put it out there, you know. And then I'm like, you know what? I always wanted to do something, you know, I want to do this, some of the ment about what's going on today. So we messed around with Ordinary World from Duran Duran. So I remember, like, I'm like, listen, you know what? Let me just like do this. It'll be kind of simple or whatever. It was kind of like a joke, you know. And I remember, like, sort of like getting the drum machine. So I figured, let me get the drum machine rocking with a simple beat, you know. And then I remember picking up my acoustic guitar, which, again, I couldn't get to my guitar tech, and he was so effed up. And I just like laid it down. Then I listened to it, and I'm like, huh, you know, this doesn't sound so bad. I gave it to Lisa. Lisa then did her electronic drums to it, sent it back to me. And then I'm like, you know something, this is too good just to put out as a piece of crap, freaking, like, you know, here's us blowing our loads, of, you know, just sitting home, and all of us in the, you know, in each corner. So bottom line is, the next release after the hook is going to be a remake of Ordinary World, which sounds pretty, I happen to love it. I think it came out fantastic.
It sounded pretty
and,
big.
We got quite a bit of, like, guest musicians on it. You know, we have some of the original people from Blue Movie playing on it, okay? And the original Blue Movie members, actually, with the exception of PJ. And we also have, you know, one of the girls, the comic book character, who happens to be, her name is Summer in the comic books, but she also is a real life person who comes on stage and sings and occasionally songs and also does recordings with us as she appears in some of the tracks of the Blue Movie, you know, collections. Her name is Donna Marie, DM, we call her. And she's actually doing the lead vocals on there with our current vocalist, Anthony Noto, as well. So we're going to definitely premiere that also on your show here, James.
Well, that'd be great. That's
got a lot of premiering to do, James. A lot of premiering.
No pressure.
We're just holding all this. We're just holding all this off because, you know what? We're like, we're going to release it to what? So this is like, for what reason? We're just holding off that we're able to play live. But who knows when that'll happen. So maybe it's time to, you know, start sending some of this out, you know?
Yeah, if you can't beat them, join them, right? You're going to have to get
exactly.
Into
exactly.
Everybody's quarantining and COVIDing and everything else. And I suppose it's for the best. I mean, I tell you the truth, I don't want to go out. I can't be bothered. As much
very,
as
very
I...
Very people-y out there.
Yeah, there's dirty people out there.
Very people-y out there these days.
I'm done peopling for now.
Yeah, people.
The only place I'd like to people is in a venue and on stage, and then I'd be all right. But I think that's truly what I miss the most.
All these Tony Paris is always trying to touch me, all about my chest and torso.
That's the only thing I miss. You see, that's why we got to get this vaccine and stuff, you know, which is probably going to turn us all into zombies, like in World War Z. And then, you know, I can come over and touch you, basically, James. And I really miss that, actually.
I miss it too. We should be, as long as we use a mask, we're good to go, right?
I think so.
Yeah, the mask cures all.
Damper. Exactly.
So I want to.
Seriously speaking, when the world does open up and, you know, we can get back to our regularly scheduled programming, we would love to come down and, you know, incorporate, you know, where you're at into our tour and be able to see you and maybe do a live interview and all that fun stuff.
Hey, I got a great spot picked out of here, man. You got the options of Jacksonville, Florida, which is very friendly to your genre. And, I mean, you got Savannah, Georgia. You got the Golden Isles, which is probably your Napper Tandies type deals. And then, if you go west, it's all country and George, you know, George Strait. So as long as you ride the coastline,
we'll
take care of you.
It could be all right.
You're good. And,
that's something I'd like to see us do.
And God forbid I get to go back to Raleigh. I got some nice partnered headquarters up in Raleigh. And, that's a big Charlotte, Raleigh, Fayetteville, North Carolina area. Where we did that, the show out of Atlanta, we had created in Raleigh. So that's where we all meet to discuss our things. I want to make sure everybody understands. So it's your Twitter is at Blue Movie Music, right? I follow you.
That's a Tony question.
Yes, that's That's
Tony's the Twitter master.
There's also black film, and there's like, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. You know, you're going to have to go to the website and sort it all out.
Well, you're going to have to figure this. You're going to have to get Twitter going, man.
You're going to have to work a little bit.
God forbid, you know, break a sweat, get on Twitter a little bit, interact with your fans.
Hey, listen,
so
this is
I'll promote your Twitter. On Twitter, it's at Blue Movie Music. And I used a hashtag, I think, Blue Movie Music, earlier today. Maybe it was for Fuckbook or whatever you call it. But so on Facebook, you have a page. But mostly, you want everybody to go to bluemoviemusic.com?
Correct.
That's it.
Bluemoviemusic.com.
That's it.
That I noticed that I can listen to Murder Will Out, Chaos and Order.
Yeah, you can find everything on that site.
That will take you to the rabbit hole. You could get lost on that site forever and ever and ever.
Oh, yeah? I'll get lost down the rabbit hole. So I'm going to play. We're going to have the drummer. Can we do a drum roll? Do we have? I might have to inject a drum roll sound.
Do it right here.
It wouldn't be Lisa. But we would have the drum roll, and then we're going to say we're going to play The Hook, which is featuring Dave the Snake Sabo from Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
And then and Tony and Lisa, I don't know. I got to catch up with who the lead singer, you mentioned it. I got stuck on PJ.
Lead singer is Anthony Noto.
Anthony Noto?
Noto, yep. N-O-T-O. And who played the bass? Did I play the bass? Wait, I played the bass on the
You did
hook?
The bass on this one. Yeah, you did the bass
That's
on this.
Right. I did the bass on the hook, correct.
Oh, what happened to God, you know I'm old. What was her name?
Daniela Vittorini. Daniela Vittorini right now is playing with a Bon Jovi cover band called Lay Your Hands on Me.
Oh, okay.
And she's loving life, you know, doing that. And then, again, you know.
Is it a cover band or a tribute band?
It's a tribute. Well, it's a tribute. No, what is the difference?
I don't know. Marky Mark seems to think there is.
Okay, well, I would say they're a tribute band, but they don't look like Bon Jovi because, again, they're girls. So,
Bon Jovi's hot.
Band, right? Bon Jovi's hot, right?
All of a sudden, Bon Jovi's hot.
Too bad he can't sing any longer, but otherwise he's hot. He's 10 octaves below what he used to sing, but yeah, he's hot. He should dye his freaking hair, dude.
He's laughing all. If I were you, I would zip it up.
Yeah, you're not much younger than John Bon Jovi, are you?
I don't know, but I definitely look younger than John Bon Jovi because John Bon Jovi looks like freaking, you know.
I'll give him that.
I don't know.
I'll award you that.
You know what I'm saying? There you go.
Lisa is voted most actively physically fit, though, in the band. She's
that is true.
And that's another thing. If you look around, if you look hard enough, like on Google, you'll find you're sponsored, right? By the drum company sponsored you.
Oh yeah, a few of them. So I had drum. I have a couple of drum companies that have sponsored me and that I work as an affiliate with. You know, Sabian. I'm an affiliate with Sabian. Seven Drums. Who else? Groove Juice. Excel Drumsticks. So I'm an endorser for them, but I'm also, I think what you're seeing too is I'm also a spokesmodel for a couple of for a franchise, we'll say. It's a fitness franchise. So that's probably where you're seeing a lot of those photos as well.
Yeah, because everything is ripped. Everything is like abs and biceps and 0%
that's the industry.
Body fat. You're a model, you're a drummer, you're a comic artist, you're a musician. You're Jamaican, aren't you? You're really Jamaican. I am the babysitter. I am the janitor.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
You got to keep moving.
I want to wrap this up. And so Twitter is at Blue Movie Music, and the website itself is bluemoviemusic.com. We're about to put the volume up real high for The Hook, and then I'm going to go play my favorites, which is Chaos and Order and Murder Will Out. And then we're going to continue kicking 2020 in the ass. Let the door just fucking smack it, and hopefully we'd never even... If anything, maybe Congress can act in a law where we just jump to 2030 and we go to 2031. We could just drop the whole decade. I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome. awesome. All for it.
So I want to say thank you, and I'm going to hold you to the idea that you'll be back, maybe on the Saturday Night Fight Show.
We will be back for sure, and we'll talk off the air about the other stuff.
We will do that, and we will visit bluemoviemusic.com.